This is Gary.
This is Cole.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And this is The Arcane.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Is this anti-Semitic? Like, they're just space merchants who overcharge for everything and are kind of like sniveling weirdos.
Yeah, well, they're definitely, what do they come from? Spelljammer, right?
Oh, boy, do they. Like, I can sniff a Spelljammer fucking monster from a mile away. And like, this is one of the most Spelljammerist shits that you'll ever see.
Well, he sells Spelljammer helmets. So the only reason that I ask about that is, you know, there are certain campaigns that are kind of fraught with some racial overtones.
Yes. Yeah, and Spelljammer could definitely be one of them.
Yeah.
It's not a Spelljammer helmet. It's a Spelljammer helms. It's a ship. That they sell.
Okay.
Or like a thing you affix to a ship to travel through through Space Jam or whatever they call the actual like Helljammer hyperspace.
To fight the Monstros or whatever they're called. To fight Danny DeVito.
You fight a lot of in Spelljammer, you fight a lot of Beholders, which I like, but I feel sad that Beholders ended up having their home in Spelljammer.
Mm, yeah.
Like somebody was like, they just like sniped that, whoever the Spelljammer person was.
Yeah. Gobble. Yeah. Hungry authors.
Yeah, these guys are great.
Yeah, these guys are awesome. I love the fact that they are completely nonviolent and how impotent the idea is. It's like, you know, if you cross them, they'll just be kind of pissy toward you and charge you more. And then there's a line here that says there are more subtle ways to wreak revenge, which reads like that middle schooler who's like, I'm picked on now, but I'm going to come back and I'm going to own this town.
They're 100% like that is these guys' entirety. Mm-hmm. And this entry in the book, so for people who don't know, this is a giant like blue dork.
Yeah, 12 feet tall, whose most notable physical features are the fact that he has an extra finger joint and also has what appears to be pectabdominals.
Yeah,
he has abs on his chest where his pecs should be.
Instead of pecs, he's just all abs all the way up to his neck. Like, just ribs. Like, just from there.
Multiple abs.
The entry here gets spicy real quick, because at the beginning of it's very dry, and it's like, oh, they're traitors. In the end, you kind of realize that, like, he's kind of running out of things to say to make a stat block for things you don't fight. And the ecology entry for this is one of my favorite things in this book. Where it's, it is not known what the Arcane do with the gold, gems, and magic they collect. One theory says that they need the items for reproduction, and then parentheses, the basis for a large number of body Arcane jokes. So I like that a lot.
Which I also like the idea of humormancy, which isn't control of the humors, but actually magic, the incantation is jokes.
Yeah, that's a great idea, actually. That's a real, like, Grant Morrison-y, like, Invisibles thing. But this idea of, like, the Arcane are making jokes about this, it's like sex jokes about this treasure. And it is really, like, I in my mind, I painted a little word, you know, a little picture of me standing around a room with all these 12-foot guys. My eye line is right at their hem of their, like, space skirt. And they're just sitting around, like, I trade them a magical ring. And then they, like, look at each other, and the little, like, smile creeps on the corner of their mouth. And then they start like kind of joking around what they're going to do with this like electrum cock ring I sold them.
Yeah.
Like, cock ring of protection plus two.
But so they're described as being sexless. I also see them as being humorless. I think the Arcane version of that joke would just be, I'm going to fuck this later.
This is going to get the hand job of Vecna.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.